Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Welcome to another episode of Elevated Life Academy, and I am Sheree Lindberg, and today I have Rosemary with me. We're going to be talking about how Rosemary became a healing practitioner, her journey to becoming a practitioner, services that she's offering, and some stories of hope and healing. So thank you for joining us today, Rosemary, and if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Awesome. Thank you, Sheree. I'm Rosemary Levesque. My business is Second Nature Healing. And the reason why it's called Second Nature Healing is because I firmly believe that we all have the power within us to heal, that it should be easy. It should be second nature. I did not come upon this lightly. I'm here in Portland, Oregon. And when I first started thinking about healing, it was because of my dog. I had a yellow lab named Ginger, and I was doing everything right, according to the vet. The vet said, bring your puppy in for this series of shots, and then yearly checkups. And being a biology teacher, a former biology teacher, I knew how to read labels. I could read chemical names and scientific terms. So off I went to the store to buy my dog some food. And I read all of the kibble labels and picked expensive kibble for my dog. And let's see, so the vaccination schedule, that was all wrong. The premium dog food was all wrong. The pesticides and flea treatments and heartworm stuff, that was all wrong. And by the time our dog was 6.5 years old, her pancreas became inflamed. They call it pancreatitis. She became diabetic as a result. And it was always my belief back then to reverse diabetes. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I could do it. It's not that my dog was overweight, but she was very challenged. And diet had a lot to do with it. She had lots of exercise, but she was overloaded with all of the chemicals that our vet said to do. So there's some blame there, of course. I know you hear it coming from my voice, but there's also hope. And it was a long journey with my dog that we went through in order for her to heal. And we got worse before we got better. But along the way, she became my teacher. I learned Reiki. I learned about raw food. I learned about holistic healing. That's another story that can make me cry. But all of this came about because of my dog.
What a story. Tell me more. All this came about from your dog. And then what was the next step after that? Did you start bringing out this information to clients?
Well, I'm going to turn back a page because there's a little bit of information that might fill in some of the gaps that I'm going to share with you. So it was after Ginger became diabetic, but before we had the cancer problem. So there was a period of several years. I was learning about magnets. I was learning about raw food. I was learning about these things. And then I learned from my brother that my nephew's wife, who was in her 30s, three young children, had a very aggressive diagnosis in her colon. So that was the end of 2005. By that time, I was already aware of natural things. Filtered water, supplements, antioxidants. You know, I was already beginning to do some of that. And I put out the word because back then I was connected to the medical community across North America. I don't know if you remember Yahoo groups. That's what we had before Facebook, right? And so I said, please help. And I got back lots of information that I already knew, all of these basics of what you need to do to be healthy and well. And one message came from this guy who said, you need to talk to this doctor in Florida. So I was going to be facilitating at an event where he was going to be speaking, and I connected with him. It was by then March of 2006, and we waited until he was done speaking. The room cleared, and he said to me, can she give you 2 weeks? Of course, my jaw drops, right? What do you mean? Can she give me 2 weeks, right? Before she does anything else, you know what anything else means, right, Cherie? It means
yes.
Going to the doctor, getting cut or burned or poisoned or any of those modern medical things. Can she give you 2 weeks? He said, I want you to call this woman in Nebraska. So here we got a circle going of one person knows something, knows someone. And this is really how healing works, is that people fill in. They are all angels for us. Every person we meet has a message for us and gives us a little bit more for us to integrate. And that's the way I like to do my healing business. It's an integration. So the doctor told me to call this woman in Nebraska. She told me her story. By the time I got her, it was May of 2006. She had a stage 4 diagnosis in August of 2005. And she jokes, I bought a head of lettuce the day I got my diagnosis, and it had a better expiration date than I had. Well, she's still here, by the way. So we started doing what she did just because we thought it was a good idea to take out heavy metals. It was a good idea to clean up this physical body in order to be able to allow the body to heal. With this woman's help, Marcy is her name. With this woman's help, I was able to tap into her wisdom, learn from her on how important it was to detoxify, how important it was to support the immune system. And then my dog got into serious trouble. I mean, she was already in serious trouble anyway, insulin dependent for so many years. I was still working on keeping her healthy. Most people wouldn't work with their animals perhaps so long. I knew how to test her blood sugar. I knew how to give insulin shots. I knew all of that. But I wasn't successful on what I knew until I brought this magical crystal, this ingestible crystal, into our home. And we started giving it to our dog. Well, she was able to survive a horrific surgery because her spleen ruptured. And on the day her spleen ruptured, we got her to emergency hospital. They took out her spleen, and then they gave us no hope. They said, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do. This kind of blood cancer, they usually last 16, maybe 60 days if you're lucky. I said, no, thank you. And I handed them a couple of bottles of what we've been using and what seemed to be helping Ginger before that point. And we got to keep our dog. Not only did we get to keep our dog, but I had to give her less insulin, really be intuitive about how much I was giving her, because you just can't give too much insulin. That would be a very wrong thing to do. And so because I had to be so connected heart to heart with my dog, I had to tap into my intuitive abilities. I had to connect. So this ignited the journey of helping others. It was because of Ginger I learned Reiki. It was because of her I started helping other people whose dogs were in trouble for one reason or another, helped my family. By the way, my nephew's wife, the whole reason why I found this product to begin with, I sent her some. I sent her, I don't know, 3 or 4 bottles, and she took it and showed it to her doctor. And the doctor said, well, it doesn't look like it'll hurt you, but you're part of a study and you can't take it. So they put a limit on her. They put a wall around her, which prohibited her from accessing her own power to heal. That's how I see it anyway. And it's my greatest hope that the words and messages that come from me and come from other people whom I teach or share with are able to reach and be heard. Those words need to be heard so that a belief system can be grown, maybe changed, shifted, grown, because a belief will dictate everything you do. Remember, I started this story with my belief that I could shift that energy. It was my belief that I could reverse my dog's diabetes. And by the way, yes, saved her life. So we got to keep her for another 18 months. She was 14, an old girl, when she finally chose to leave. And our vet said, I want to take a look. He said, can I x-ray her? Can I take a look? And he said, Rosemary, not only is there no cancer, there's no arthritis in her spine, nothing. So she had a quality life without the poisons and all that other stuff, just because we helped her body remember how to heal. I love working with animals because they don't have that judgment in their mind of, ooh, am I going to be able to do this? Is this going to help me or hurt me? Animals don't do that. They just do because they can. They're a delight to work with.
Well, it reminds me to just emphasize here is that the brain of humans naturally has a negativity bias because for survival purposes. And as we get older and we wake up through intentionality, we can learn how to shift our mindset, change our mindset, expand our mindset. I call it programming. Like we get programmed by our upbringing, sometimes our culture, different things about what is true and what is not true. So that's what's coming up for me as you're talking about this. Rosemary, how did you trust yourself? People are going to ask that. Like, how did you trust yourself at that level when everyone around you was poo-pooing your ideas?
Well, I think Marcy's story was a belief builder for me, because if she could do it against all odds, against everything, I mean, for a person who, thank goodness, was allergic to everything, so she couldn't do chemo. It was already everywhere. That was stage four. They couldn't operate because where are they going to go? So she had the ultimate limitation. And here she was telling me her story. So I thought, okay, well, if it did for her, would it also work for me? Would it work for my family for prevention? Would it work for my dog now that she's in trouble? The body is the healing machine. The body is the miracle. How can I help the body remember how to be the miracle?
Yeah.
So yes, trust in the foundation. And as a biology teacher, wow, was I toxic. Oh my God, right? Think about it. Biology classes, chemistry classes, formaldehyde and chemicals and all that. And I lived in South Korea for 3 years, lived overseas for 5.5 years, inhaling what? Exposed to what? No wonder I couldn't get pregnant. No wonder I couldn't sleep. I was stopping breathing. I had so many things wrong with me that I had the good sense not to try to fix.
So I know that you have other services that you provide when you were getting into the bars. Can you talk a little bit more about those? The sound.
Oh, the sound healing, the tuning forks. So sound healing always was very interesting to me. I'm very sensitive to sound. It's hard for me to listen to anything harsh or loud or screechy. It just doesn't resonate with me. And so when I learned about tuning forks and I began to explore tuning forks, I thought, wow, this is kind of cool. This is a good idea. And I wanted to work with tuning forks as a tool for healing, because being in the world of healing, I just think it's a good idea to have multiple tools. So detoxification, great tool. Right? Essential oils that came later. That's a good tool too. Anything from nature, working with crystals, love working with crystals. Sound was a natural progression of bringing in another tool from nature. So working with specific tone frequencies made sense to me. I don't know why, but it did. It made sense to me. And discovered that if I was going to explore learning about sound healing, that I wanted to be educated on it, and not only educated on it, but I wanted to teach it because I'm a teacher and I like to make sure that all of my people have tools that they need so that they can work in their own home at their own time, on their own family, their own dogs and cats and fish and whatever. Because all of these tools, I'd like to think that perhaps we've forgotten about them. These are tools that we have always had in ancient history. We've had sound, we've had aromatherapy, we've had energy healing, we've had all of these things, but we've been removed. Look at where we're sitting, Cherie. You're sitting in your home, I'm sitting in my home. We're surrounded by walls and wires and artificial lights, and we don't have our feet on the ground. We're not sitting in the sun. We're not listening to the birds sing. And so we have separated ourselves from nature, completely separated ourselves from belief systems that we are nature. We are part of nature. We are part of a higher purpose and a greater energy because we've isolated ourselves. And the past few years have isolated us even further to separate us from each other in profound ways. Oh my God, the damage that has done, right? To not only isolate people, but also make them believe that they are alone. And you know this probably more than anybody, that when the belief system is that you are alone, wow, now we're getting into hopeless and can't and fear and don't have, right? Can't do. All that comes from the same root of disconnection.
Yes, very true. So what are your thoughts about all of these services that you're offering, and how are they evolving for you, and where do you think they're going to go?
I hope they fly right out the door, because it's not about me doing all of these things. I like to teach people. I like to have people over for healing sessions. But if I may share with you a recent experience, a recent client, she has cancer. It's in her bones. It's bad. And she has come to see me recently a couple of times. And her most recent time, she had a shift happen. And I just jump up and down inside when these shifts happen. Don't you, Cherie? That you can feel the energy change. Yeah. So she had some choices to make. She knew what modern medicine was telling her, what her doctor was telling her, and she didn't want to go through that again because it was back. She had given them a chance. And after she got off my table and we were talking, she said, "I have a healing machine." And she just kind of swept her hands down her body. "This is a healing machine." And her whole belief changed right in front of my eyes. It was just beautiful. I said, "Well, we better get your healing team together then, huh?" Because the kind of team her doctor was talking about was a belief system that she wasn't buying into anymore. And there are a lot of people who buy into that belief system and suffer through it, work through it, and have one result or another, right? I mean, there's only live or die in that case, or miserable, or I don't know. So she said, "I have a healing machine." And I shared with her some of the things that would be possible for her to do on her own. Detoxification, supporting her immune system, learn about nutrition, learn about sugar. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Learn about vegetables, have some power over what you are choosing to put in your mouth. She texted me a while after that and said, "You know what? I'm looking into this energy thing, this vibrational thing." And I'm going, okay, she needs some more help. So I said, "I want you to talk to my friend." So my friend is helping her and doing some biofeedback with her in conjunction with these other tools. So right now, what she's got is verification from her doctor, good blood work, no elevated white cell count. Yeah, a few tumor markers still there, but you know what? She's feeling better. She's got more energy. And so, yeah, I want my stuff to fly right out the door because I want it to be used and be found by people in their own homes so that they can be well and not have to think about how miserable they are or how alone they are. Get connected to Mother Gaia, to Father Sky, get connected to earth and natural stuff all around them, and then feel the vibration of all those wonderful, nourishing, grounding, inspiring energies to be integrated with their own cells. Their cells know how to heal. Their cells remember all of this stuff. So if people come to me, I'm going to help them remember. I think that's my biggest thing is I help people remember.
Yeah, what you're talking about reminds me of Bruce Lipton and his Biology of Belief book. And him talking about our epigenetics and our cells, like we can turn our cells on and we can turn them off. Like we do have that ability. And I know that that is hard for people to believe. That is what you're talking about, like the mindset and the belief, and whatever we believe is what becomes true. Beautiful, beautiful stories. Thank you so much for sharing. How did you get connected to that vibrational, the sound healing?
Well, I knew people who had tuning forks. And so I started playing with them because you're supposed to play with them. I love it when my grandson finds tuning forks around my house and he wants to interact with them. He wants to play with them. And we should be playing with them. So I played with them. And then I began doing research. I found a company online that has them, that did training with them. And the thing I liked about the training, and I have become a master teacher, a certified vibrational sound master teacher as well, because it's so important to not only play with them, but use them intentionally and call in your guides and spirits, right? So I researched different companies and found out that there are differences in tuning forks. They're not all made the same way. Some are carved and some are poured into a mold. Well, the ones that are poured into a mold aren't going to give you a good vibration. They're not going to last. And they're going to be made of a different kind of metal. So I learned all of these things. And then I also found that there are some companies, some teaching organizations whose theory is, okay, we're going to train acupuncturists. We're going to train naturopathic doctors how to use these tuning forks. And I thought, well, that's not for me either, because I want everybody to have this. I don't want you to have to go out and become a naturopathic doctor or an acupuncturist to know how to use these, because number one, play with them, right? But number two, have some intention when you use them. So I discovered a way to work with them that worked with the energy in the body, and have since have opened the door with working with tuning forks that I have been channeling different ways to use them. I've developed a wounded healer protocol, for example, that is able to use tuning forks to find where the wound is in the body and to be able to extract it, to be able to forgive, to be able to communicate with the wound and heal the wound karmically. Mm-hmm. So I love that not only sound, but also crystals and oils and plants and nature can heal karmic wounds, that we don't have to repeat those patterns.
Yes, what a wonderful belief, and knowing that that is true. I am in agreement with you that our body and our brain are amazing tools, and that if we can facilitate the environment, that it naturally will happen.
That's right.
Yes, it will naturally happen. So as we're getting ready to wrap up here, is there maybe one more story of hope and healing that you would like to share about the healing journey that you have taken, and the animals and the people that you've worked with?
Yes. It might not be the story you want, Cheri.
I have no agenda on what story.
Okay. So everybody probably has a belief that a good story ends in survival and healing and health. Yeah. Well, that's not always the story that I tap into. The story I'm thinking about, I learned from a dog. She was in Kansas and she had a diagnosis that was chronic but not acute. And the woman brought her dog to the vet, and the vet said, "Oh, let's get her caught up on her vaccinations while she's here." Well, that was a mistake, because it took a chronic situation and turned it into an acute situation. And it's right about then that I was called in to communicate with this beautiful being and try to help her heal. It was the journey that the dog was on that was in conjunction with the journey that the person was on, that this dog was, in fact, going to die. But the healing that needed to happen was to heal the soul. And the mom, the woman, wasn't able to accept that. She contacted me because she wanted me to save her dog. Well, I saved her dog's soul. And in the process was working with her to help her understand, believe that there's a different outcome here. And I can't get into all the details of what the dog told me, but I will never forget one image that she gave me. She didn't say, she showed me. Dogs often speak in images. She showed me the finger of God touching her nose. It was kind of like in the Sistine Chapel. It was the finger of God touching her nose, and she just lit up. And in that moment, she was healed. And I knew she was healed. And it just felt so amazing. And then I was left with, okay, now how do I get the human to get this? Yeah. Well, the human didn't get it, but the dog got it, and I caught it. And I'm hoping that the human gets it eventually. This was years ago, so I don't know if she got it. She didn't want to talk to me very much after that, but it was profound. It changed my life. And I have a different perspective, a different appreciation, I think. When I work with animals or when I work with people, it's not always the outcome that they think they're going to get. It could be even bigger, more amazing.
As human beings, we often can be limited in our view and be attached to the outcome versus accepting of the soul path, or accepting of the journey is part of the information that we're supposed to accept. But again, if we have attachment to the outcome, sometimes we want what we want, and we're not open to what is or what needs to happen. Yeah, I certainly do not have all the answers, but I appreciate you coming today and sharing about your journey and your belief system and your clients and your animals that you've worked with and your own dog and the path that you've been on, which has gathered information so that you can share for other people. Because I agree with you that the more that we share these stories, it creates connection, it creates community, and then we can learn different things. And we can also maybe expand the paradigms, have different ways of thinking, different ways of doing things. Thank you so much for your time today. And where can people find you? What is your website name, Rosemary?
SecondNatureHealing.com. That's all spelled out, SecondNatureHealing.com. And on there, there are ways to get a free download or connect with me. I do sessions over the phone as well as in person. If you're not local, it works pretty well over distance. I'm sure you found the same, right? And as far as the tools go, everything I do, I teach. Everything I have, I want people to have. And so if there's something that is connecting with you, that is resonating with you, please reach out to me. Let's see how it would work for you.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Cherie Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.